You know, if you're like me, you've seen those old videos of Tiger Woods when he was like 5 years old. I think he was on the Johnny Carson show and some maybe Merv Griffin or whatever. And he's playing golf and hitting all these shots. You say, you know, maybe that's the key. You start really young and you end just obscenely wealthy, you know, when you get to be an adult. If that works, then James Castile's got to help it a lot. He's the CEO. He's the owner of TGA, Premier Sports of Tarrant County. And he's all in the business of teaching little kids to grow up and get rich playing golf, right?
Golf and tennis both.
Oh, and tennis both.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's interesting developing these skills at such a young age. I mean, hand-eye coordination sometimes hasn't even developed when you're talking about 5, 6, and 7 year olds.
Yeah, we actually start at 4 years old with the pre-K program, and a lot of what we work there isn't even so much the skill, it's how we act on the golf course and how we act in the area. I believe there's a lot of skills that transcend the sport in any sport you play, but more so even in golf and tennis. One of the first things we teach all the kids is how to shake a hand. You'd be amazed at how many seniors in high school I meet that could not shake a hand. So first thing, it's really cool when you see a four-year-old walks up and he takes his hat off and looks you in the eyes when he shakes his hand and refer to you as Mr. Johnson and yes, sir, and no, sir. It's kind of where we start our foundation, and from there we work on motor skills to be able to build athletes.
So tell me how this works. Are you sort of this generation's YMCA or Jewish Community Center or something?
No, not really. We're primarily a parent-funded after-school program that we will move to the golf course or the tennis court as the students progress. So we're not...
Oh, so you're teaching five-year-olds to play in the park.
We're teaching five-year-olds to play in the park. The bulk of our business, we show up at the elementary school after school. Our coach brings a great big travel golf bag where they have anywhere from 32 to 40 golf clubs in there, ranging from putters to wedges, irons, hybrids, and drivers. We use an almost golf ball. It's a hard foam golf ball that travels about 15 to 20% of the distance of a regular golf ball. So we can turn a soccer field into a three-hole golf course. We show up with putting mats. We have flags. We have ropes to make imaginary greens out there. So we teach the kids how to make the lifelong sport of golf fun and enjoyable in a comfortable area.
Yeah, but you started off right. I mean, what you were saying is we teach kids how to, you know, be courteous and shake hands, and that's part of the sport. The swearing and throwing clubs in the lake comes much later on, I know.
Right. You've got to be an adult to do that.
But at some point, and I would guess early on, you could say, you know, this kid's not a golfer, but by golly, he might be a crackerjack because of, you know, foot-eye coordination, might be a crackerjack soccer player.
We like that, but we also bring, I know you're familiar with the term STEAM from education, science, technology, yeah, engineering, art, and mathematics. We bring that to it. I may come around from, I'll transfer while I'm, travel around while I'm observing our coaches to make sure they're doing their job right. I may pop into the school and bring the track man and show kids the shot tracer of how it goes, or we'll bring the stimp meter out, show them how green is red. Teach kids there's not always the athletic part to do in sports. There's something we can do outside of that. I've actually had kids that have gone through our program. One of them's training to be a greenskeeper, and we got another one up at University of North Texas going to RTVF, wants to be a sports broadcaster. Yeah, so it's just kind of cool. They can see every aspect of the business and the sport.
So you're a for-profit private company.
Yes, sir.
You're not part of the schools. You go on a school campus or whatever else.
Correct. We get contracts from school.
You get contracts from,
yes, sir,
from the schools?
From the school to be from the schools to be allowed on campus, and then we market to the parents. They pay us. 6 week sessions average about $20 to $25 per hour.
You know, this is not a bad gig. You could sleep in till like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
You would think, wouldn't you?
If the kids are in school.
The kids are in school, but we're still corralling up. Most of our coaches are either retired or college students that we've trained in the program. So as you can imagine, sometimes dealing with college students, you're up before 1 p.m. to make sure that everybody's available to get to work on that day.
Yeah, good point. You know, another thing about sports is wonderful, but sports is not the same thing for everybody. Right. And there are, I would say that swimming and golf and tennis are individual sports, whereas soccer, lacrosse, football, basketball are team sports. And there are some people who are more inclined to play individual sports or team sports, and not necessarily crossover.
You know, you
don't have to agree with that.
That's true to an extent. Golf becomes completely an individual sport when you get older. There's a lot of team as you go through high school and college. You practice as a team, you play as an individual. But I think we turn it into, we can make team activities in golf and tennis to kind of show kids how to work together, how to play together, and how to be courteous to each other. Even though we're not on a team, we're still playing with somebody, and we don't want the kids to go out and just disrespect anybody they're playing with.
How big is this? I mean, how many school districts are you in? Or how many programs do you have?
I'm available in 72 schools right now. We ran programs in 41 in the spring semester. In addition to that, we've got 3 golf courses and 4 community centers we work with.
Wow. So summer must just be like a 3-month-long Christmas.
Summer is actually crazy. I've got 3 golf courses I run summer camps at. Actually, today I had summer camps at 4 locations if you count the YMCA and the Mansfield Rec Center. So we're sitting there. We have already done this year. We put golf clubs in the hands of 511 players and tennis rackets in the hands of over 300 players.
Wow. You have been doing this long enough. I don't have any success stories, have you?
No, not long enough to have any success stories. I've got, from the private side, I've got a couple students that have gotten full ride scholarships. One of them started at the highest level they could in TGA and then went on to play high school golf right after that.
So TGA sounds suspiciously like PGA.
No, it does. TGA stands for Teach, Grow, Achieve. We're trying to get kids to learn the games, grow within the games, and achieve their goals.
So what's next? More cities, more sports?
We've got an opportunity to purchase more sports, and we're looking at cheerleading and lacrosse. One is a team sport. Actually, both are team sports to complement both of them.
Right.
I would like to grow. Our growth would be, we're Tarrant County, South End being Mansfield. My thought of the next growth is going further south, Ellis and Johnson County, the Midlothian area.
It sounds fabulous. But golf, you know, that can be an expensive sport, especially if you end up, you know, joining a private club, and then you got to have the special putters and then the special balls that go a lot further. And you know, maybe you ought to introduce them to cocaine. It's a lot cheaper and less addictive.
Well, you know what, golf is when you figure things, golf is not that expensive. There's not a competitive youth sport out right now that's cheap.
Yeah.
For example, I mean, I have a son that's in hockey and in baseball. And in golf, I have a daughter that's in swimming, and my youngest, fortunately, is we're still completely rec sports. But I don't think there's a sport that's cheap, and I don't think there's enough you can invest in your kids to help them for the future. I know they say there's 3 businesses that are almost recession proof. One of them's youth sports, the other two are alcohol and funeral homes.
So. Wait, let me ask you one last question. Do you compete against esports because of the growth?
No, we don't. Our biggest competitors are Bricks for Kids and the after school cooking deals, because we're competing for the same time. So we run into that. And what we like to really focus on is we've got 3 key things: safety, fun, and learning the game. Our biggest thing is safety. All our coaches are FBI background. So same thing a teacher goes through.
Yeah.
Fun.
I'm sure this is a lot of work for you, but I also sense that, especially with the 3 kids, that you have a lot of fun doing it.
I have a ton of fun doing it. I view it as almost like an extension of my youth growing up. I can still go out and play with the kids, and I can have fun. I run most of the summer camps, so it's a blast for me to get out and do it. And it gives my kids a chance to get in and do things.
So sort of a Peter Pan element.
Kinda, yeah.
James Castile is the CEO, the owner of TGA, Premier Sports of Tarrant County. Congratulations. You do good work.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.